Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESE Insight calling. Let's have some fun and play the Eurovision Song Contest cards we've been dealt. Coming up, we have a gold medal for 2020, the Switch song is back, and Johnny Logan wins something. Again. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome to another Insight News podcast. I'm Ewan Spence from the team at ESEinsight.com. All your comments and everything back at the website. We've got a packed week. Relatively, compared to the last couple of weeks, we have a busy week coming up on the website in the run-up to Saturday, May the 16th, and the contest that never was, will be was. You can support us at ESEinsight.com/Patreon, and of course, likes and links and loves and shares everything on the social networks as well. This is not where we plan to be this week. The tech rehearsals should be coming to an end. The staging for all the acts would be clear, and it would now be the final sprint through the opening ceremony and into the live shows. Instead, we have something else. We have the chance to shape tomorrow today. Events all over the world have had to think on their feet and react to circumstances around the coronavirus pandemic. Mass gathering events such as the Eurovision Song Contest, but also music events like the South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas, the travelling circus that is Formula One, and the entire world of football have been rightly cancelled. The various communities and organisations have worked on different ways of using technology to be the equal of these events. Motor racing has switched to broadcasting digital versions of the races. Festivals are switching to streaming performances. Musicians are putting on intimate shows using the likes of Zoom. Previously locked away recordings of theatre performances and old episodes of popular TV shows have been dug out. And of course, we have the likes of the Eurovision home concerts, new formats for preview shows, and the community gathering around their Twitter streams and their YouTubes every Saturday night on Eurovision again. It's probably best not to mention Liverpool in the Premier League, though. The coronavirus pandemic is changing the relationship we all have with culture. The last 2 months have seen a rapid evolution. What many futurologists expected to happen over the next decade have happened over the last 60 days. The power of broadcasting for home, long known by YouTubers and Twitchers for many years, has suddenly become mainstream. The need to travel to conferences and attend in-person meetings has been replaced with a must-close-the-door-so-the-kids-don't-turn-me-into-a-meme teleconferencing. We are a society that has been pushed to embrace online. To highlight one example, broadcast prime time is generally regarded as between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. But when you look at figures for online streaming and video consumption, prime time is 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. What does all this mean for our song contest? Well, that's a very good question. The song contest has always been both an event television moment for broadcasters, the so-called water cooler moments, but also as a testbed for new broadcast technology. While the stadium-based contest has been cancelled this year, the Eurovision world has replicated the wider world in miniature. It's shown multiple ways forward for broadcasters, for artists, and for the community to actively engage. What that means over the next year remains to be seen. The summer months tend to have less Eurovision news, but lots of organising behind the scenes for next year's hosts. This year, the off-season may take on a more crucial role, as discussions around future song contests will be able to help shape the future of broadcasting itself. It's also kind of reshaped how we do the podcast. We never had the idea of doing a sort of Andy Rooney 3 minutes at the top of the podcast. We'll have one more of those next week, and then we will see how we get on over the summer months, much like everything that's been experimented with from websites, community, and broadcasters over the last 2 months. Anyway, on with the song contest news itself. You'll remember in previous episodes of the Insight News, we've highlighted Rotterdam Council suggesting Tuesday the 11th of May 2021 for the first semi-final, the second semi-final on the Thursday, May the 13th, and Saturday, May the 15th next year for the grand final. And we've also stressed that the EBU and Albatross have not confirmed anything like that as well. Just worth pointing out that the Dutch government have stated this week that they will not be allowing mass events until a vaccine has been found. The science continues. Everything stays provisional at the moment. What is confirmed, of course, is the merchandise coming out, which still has 2020 on it. The celebration CD, as opposed to all the songs from the show, that's going to be released on Friday the 15th, just in time for you to get your orders in for the physical CD to put on the shelf. And, of course, it will no doubt be on all the streaming services as well. Meanwhile, the design team Clever Frank, behind the 2020 logo, have won a gold and silver award at the European Design Awards. Gold was for the Integrated Identity Award, i.e. the use of the Eurovision logo in different places, the sides of trams, on your press pass and accreditation, on lanyards and badges, on carpets on the floor. And they won a silver medal in the overall logo category for brand logo. So congratulations to the team there, and maybe it'll be the 2021 logo as well. We remain to see. Eurovision Calls, the artist interviews from Nicki tutorials have started showing up on the official YouTube channel as well. We're expecting to see all 41 of the acts eventually interviewed, probably by next Saturday in time for the contest that never was, will be was. The home concerts continue. The 6th Eurovision home concert went up today as we record this podcast. It's the 6th episode. All of them are available to watch again. This week, from the 2020 participants, we had the Mamas from Sweden, Effendi from Israel, James Newman from the United Kingdom, Benny Cristo from the Czech Republic, Ariana Arap from Albania, and Blas Canto from Spain. We also had some Eurovision legends as well. Susie from Portugal's 2014 entry, Paula Selling and Ovi, who sang for Romania in 2010 and 2014, Michaela, who sang for Malta last year, Hera Bjork, Iceland 2010, Suri, United Kingdom singer in 2018, Leah Cirque, Slovenia singer 2018, and the mighty Irish Twins of Jedward, who sang in 2011 and 2012, all taking part in the show. Next week will be the 7th Eurovision home concert. It's also going to be the final home concert for the 2020 season. Whether they continue over the summer in some form or another remains to be seen. Again, it's one of those things where everybody just wants to know what's going to happen with broadcasting and engagement going forward from where we are now. Certainly, they've been very well received by the fans, and hopefully they will stay online for us to enjoy over the summer as well. Also coming off for the online team at Eurovision.tv is the Eurovision Song Celebration. They're not semi-finals per se, but they will present the songs of each semi-final on the semi-finals day. So that's Tuesday the 12th and Thursday the 14th for those in semi-final 1 and semi-final 2. On the Tuesday show, you will also have the presentations for the Netherlands, Germany and Italy. And on Thursday, France, Spain and the United Kingdom. You realise, of course, those are when the Big Five host country would have been voting on the semi-finals. There's also going to be an interval act. The Switch Song is coming back with Eurovision songs in different sung in different genres going to be there on stage. And the recap videos will not be the recaps from the songs themselves. They're going to be Fran recreations of the 2020 entries, and you can submit them at the official website. Basically, expect everything you would see in the normal show except the voting. It's all going to be done online. There's going to be lots of community content in there, and Eurovision.tv is joining a number of other fan sites who've put together their equivalent of the Eurovision Song Contest show. The big show, though, on Saturday night is going to be, of course, Eurovision Europe Shine a Light. It's being broadcast by every one of the broadcasters who had entered this year's Eurovision Song Contest and being used by many of them as the anchor show to put their own documentaries, features, A to Zs, and final who was your winner that you voted for from, say, the Swedish public, for example. It's going to be a bit bulky if we're going through every single broadcaster's plans for the Saturday night. So what I'll just say is we'll have a link in back in our podcast page at esinsight.com, which will take you to the Eurovision.tv website, which has a list of all the broadcast events. Hopefully, All of those events are also going to be available online on demand with hopefully not a geo-block, so we can, you know, next week watch what Albania gets up to or watch the Swedish shows and so on and so on. In terms of contents of Europe Shine the Light, we do have a number of more details. We have guest appearances confirmed from Michael Schultz from Germany's 2018 entry. He'll be duetting with Ilse de Lange, who was in the Common Linux in 2014. They're going to be singing Ambition Freedom, Germany's winning song from 1982. Gail Attari will be performing Hallelujah, her winning song from 1979 for Israel, backed up by a choir of singers who have all taken part in the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Former winners Maria Serovic, Ellen Nikki and Manselmo are going to be appearing as well. And Netta from Israel's winning song in 2018 gets the I'll Promote My New Single slot in the show. Check your local listings for details. So a number of broadcasters have been putting on shows that are asking the public to vote on who they would have voted for in the Eurovision Song Contest. We've got some more of the results coming in here. Finland, we've got two shows, results coming in and the overall winner. Show 5 saw Finland's Axel and the song Looking Back, surprisingly winning one of the heats in Finland's own broadcast. Second in there was Albania's Erlana Ara and third Switzerland's Jan's Tears. Show 6 saw Jean-Yves McCroy win for the Netherlands. Second was Germany's Ben Dulick and third was the United Kingdom's James Newman. With all the shows completed and the points all allocated, the overall winner was Iceland. Daffy Freyr taking the gold there. Second place was a tiebreak for the aforementioned Jean-Yves McCroy for the Netherlands and Bulgaria's Victoria. Lots of people ran over all the shows. Iceland, Alaleo, staying with home advantage there. Iceland's Daffy Freyr wins Iceland's fourth show there in their quest to find their winning song of 2020. Austria's Vincent Bueno finished second, and third again was the United Kingdom's James Newman. 10 ran. Norway, remembering they're looking for the best Eurovision moment and the best Eurovision song rather than the 2020 winner. That is going to come next week. So show 3 saw Johnny Logan's Hold Me Now winning out between the entrants. Second was the United Kingdom's Brotherhood of Man and Save All Your Kisses for Me. And third was Party for Everyone from Russia and the Brunovsky Babushki. 11 ran. A little bit of country news as well. As I said, we're not going to go through all the broadcast plans here, but we will pick up on a couple of them, starting with Germany. The Songcheck show has been airing on Eurovision.de all this week, with the jury going through all the 2020 songs and voting the winners. You can catch up on all the shows there on the website. Latvia, we're expecting an announcement in the next 7 days on Latvia's plans for 2021 and if they're going to go with an internal selection or they're going to look for a national final again. Samata Teina did win through the national final this year after nearly 10 years of trying, and she said that she wouldn't enter another national final, but she would be open to being an internal selection. It's worth noting that in the Latvian broadcaster's statement, they did note that an internal selection would save a lot of cash, and that Teina herself is taking part in a 40-minute interview as part of the Latvian build-up to Shine a Light and the contest that never was, will be was. Make of that what you will. Just a little note over from San Marino, and Senet's cover of Insemnion 1992 has been released. That's Toto Cutugno's song, which was the last time Italy won the Eurovision Song Contest 30 years ago. Go. Also in the new releases, Serbia and Hurricane have an English language version of Hasta La Vista. I Love to Hate You can be found in all the usual places. Yes, it's going to be slightly busier next week than the last couple of weeks in the run-up to various shows, celebrations, documentaries, voting in countries, and all the major broadcasters getting involved in the Eurovision week. We've got stuff going on at ESC Insight as well. We've got a number of articles planned, and we might have a couple of surprises on the podcast. We don't have the daily news, of course, because we're not backstage, but we're not going to leave you with nothing in your ears. keep watching the podcast feed for that one. We're still airing on the podcast radio as well, podcastradio.co.uk. So thank you to them for carrying the podcast and broadcasting it over London and the Southeast England with millions of ears ready to tune in. If you're one of those, escinsight.com. And if you're listening to us in the ESC Insight podcast, podcastradio.co.uk showcast is a whole bundle of podcasts from the UK and everybody looking for new things to listen to and to do and add to podcasts. Dip in, you might find something exciting. And of course, all the discussion you're going to be able to follow up online with twitter.com/escbuzz, picking up the big topics that are being talked about on social media over the next 7 days. There's a lot. Some highlights. Tomorrow, as we record this, Saturday the 8th of May, will be Eurovision again. The Eurovision Euro will be announced 15 minutes beforehand. It'll probably be a sync broadcast with the EBU on their YouTube channel. Last week, it was a return to Sweden and Stockholm 2016. This time around, Australia's Dami Im won out in the public vote. Bulgaria's Polygenova finishing in second, and Russia matching its third place. The actual winners from that contest, Ukraine and Jamala, finished in fourth. Going forward, Rob Hawley and the team at Eurovision again have just pointed out they're not going to be on air on Saturday the 16th. There are other things happening, but they will come back on Sunday the 17th, and then they will go back to the usual slot on Saturday the 23rd of May. And also, Rob Hawley has started a Eurovision Again podcast with interviews with current and former Eurovision stars. You'll find that on iTunes and Spotify. Tuesday the 12th of May would have been the semi-finals, so it's the Eurovision Song Celebration on the official website. Thursday the 14th of May would have been semi-final too, and it's the Eurovision Song Celebrations. Friday the 15th of May will be the Eurovision Home Concert. It'll be the 7th, and it will be the final one of this season. And Saturday the 16th of May is, of course, Europe Shine a Light and everything else from your home broadcaster. Check your listings for details, and no doubt all the extra content from each broadcaster will be up on their on-demand service, so you'll have a chance to, next week, just enjoy all of that space. And finally, one other thing to note here. Friday the 15th, Norwegian Grammy-nominated Kaino will be releasing their first album. We don't normally pick up all the album releases, but hey, it's Kaino. So there we are. We're into the final week of the 2020 season of the Eurovision Song Contest. Stay safe, folks. Be kind. Ta-ra for now. Oh yeah. Guitars, please. This week's Insight News podcast from ESC Insight was hosted and written by Ewan Spence. For more song contest fun and games, www.escinsight.com.